Today's scripture readings are all about submission. I'll begin with the second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, where it begins by saying, "Brothers and sisters, be subordinate to one another out of reverence for Christ." And then the controversial phrase, "Wives should be subordinate to their husbands." But not only this reading, but all the readings are about subordination or submission. So let's look at all of them and then come back to this reading from Ephesians. Now, every day, we human beings make countless decisions. And one of the signs of growing up, becoming mature, is that we have to make more difficult decisions every day. We make decisions about when we're going to get up in the morning, what we're going to have for breakfast, things like that. But then there are the more difficult and important decisions. What am I going to do with my life? Am I going to marry him? Am I going to marry her? Where do we send our kids to school? Do I still remain a Catholic despite the scandals in the church? To be an adult human being means to make decisions. Our first reading today is from the book of Joshua, the sixth book of the Old Testament. If you want to understand this reading, you have to understand who Joshua was. Joshua was one of the young generals that Moses had assisting him as he conquered, along with the other Jewish people, the Promised Land. But before the Jewish people actually entered into the Promised Land, Moses died, and Joshua became the one in charge of the people, the one who was helping them make decisions. And what we have described in this reading today is a moment after the death of Moses when Joshua invited the people to renew the covenant that Moses and their ancestors had made with God, when they promised to be faithful to God, and God promised that the Jewish people would be his people. So that's the context of this reading. They're in the Holy Land. They've been successful. But it's time for the next generation of Jews to make a decision on what they're going to do. And so Joshua gathered the people together. It says here the judges and the elders and their leaders and their officers. And he addressed all the people and said to them, "If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve. The gods your fathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose country you are now dwelling. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." And the people, without thinking very much, chimed in and said, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord for the service of other gods. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." They didn't do that very well. You know, the history of the Jewish people after this was a history of many, many failures and much infidelity, not on the part of God, but on the part of the people. But it was a decisive moment in their lives, and they were invited by their leaders to make a decision whether they were going to follow the Lord or not. And to follow the Lord meant to be submissive to him, you know, to subordinate themselves to God. Okay. Now, the reason why the church chose this first reading for today is today's gospel, which is a continuation for 5 weeks now of the sixth chapter of the Gospel of St. John. And in this chapter, Jesus was teaching his disciples the meaning of what we call the Eucharist. He told them difficult things. And as a conclusion to that chapter, we hear this exchange. Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" And what was the saying? Last week we heard Jesus say, "Amen, amen," which means this is true, this is true. "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you." That's the hard saying of Jesus. And the people who listened to him knew that. They knew that he wasn't speaking metaphorically. He wasn't saying, "Well, this is symbolic of my body. This is symbolic of my blood." And that's why it was so difficult for them to accept and to believe. And it says here, "And Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, 'For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father.'" In other words, it's difficult for us to accept the teachings of Jesus and to follow him unless we are led to that by the grace of God the Father. In other words, faith is a gift to us. It's not something we acquire on our own. And then it goes on to say, "As a result of this, many of his disciples," not just some, not just a few, but many of his disciples, "returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied Jesus. And Jesus said to Peter and to the 12, 'Do you also want to leave?' And Peter said in response, 'Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God.'" Now, if any of you here today are having a struggle with believing Jesus when he said he wants to give us his flesh to eat and his blood to drink, I invite you to submit yourself to the Lord, to his teaching. Now, this is what he says. And if we are disciples of Jesus, we don't argue with what he says. We might ask him to explain it so we might understand it better. You know, being a Christian doesn't mean we don't have questions or we don't have doubts sometimes. But ultimately, the sign of being a true Christian is submission of ourselves, our minds, our wills, and our hearts to God. Because he's God. And we believe that to be true. And God is always faithful and God is always truthful. And if he says something is true, if we really believe in him, we submit ourselves in faith. And that's what Catholics do about the Eucharist. You know, we have many Christians who don't believe that it really is the body and blood of Christ. They think it's a symbol reminder of past history. But Catholics believe that the bread truly becomes his body, and the wine truly becomes his blood. And we refer to this as the real presence, not a symbolic presence, but the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Do you believe it? And if you're struggling, I invite you to share the words of St. Peter. "Lord, to whom shall I go? You have the words of eternal life. I have come to believe that you are the Holy One of God." But the teaching about the Eucharist isn't the only thing people have difficulty with these days, right? And one of the things people have difficulty with is the Christian understanding of marriage. And that's what our second reading is about, from chapter 5 of St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And this reading gets people disturbed about the man being the head of the family, or the wife being submissive to her husband. Now, I can understand why women would feel upset about that, because sometimes men have used this scripture passage in terrible ways to control their wives, to suppress their wives, actually, rather than to be faithful to what Jesus is really teaching us through the words of St. Paul. Because I always like to remind men that this passage begins by saying, brothers and sisters, not just sisters, but brothers and sisters, be subordinate to one another. So the subordination that St. Paul talks about in marriage is not just a subordination of the woman to the man, but also a subordination of the man to the woman. To the point that St. Paul says that husbands had to be willing to lay down their lives for their wives as Christ laid down his life for the church. No. So for a marriage to be very, very happy, and those of you who are happily married know this, requires a willingness to submit yourself or subordinate yourself to your spouse. You know, the word subordinate means to place oneself under. That doesn't mean lower, but to place oneself behind rather than first. And the opposite of subordination is to be in charge, right? To be in control rather than to be submissive. And it's really important for family happiness, for the husband as well as the wife, to be subordinate to the needs of the spouse and the other members of the family. That's what real love is about, right? It's about subordinating yourself to others. You know. And that's why Mother's Day is such an important day in our lives, because generally, at least, in most of our families, the mothers are the best example of this kind of subordination. Not so much to the spouse, but to the children, right? Mothers always, always place their children first. And fathers should do the same, of course. And then spouses should do the same to one another. That's a hard teaching of Jesus. And what Christians do if they struggle with it is they ask questions, they try to understand, but ultimately, what do? They say, Lord, to whom else shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we submit ourselves, subordinate ourselves to the teachings of Jesus. Now, we have difficulties in the church these days, right, with the sex abuse scandal. And I think it's led many people to ask themselves whether they want to remain as Catholics. And I certainly understand that. I mean, it's embarrassing and scandalous. Really makes us angry. But ultimately, we have to ask ourselves, where shall we go, you know? The church isn't about the priests or the bishops, it's about Jesus, right? And we can't leave him, because there's no place else to go. He's the Holy One of God, who is a source of eternal life. So if you're struggling with being a Catholic because of the sins of bishops and priests, I ask your forgiveness, of course, but I also ask you to understand that the church isn't about us. It's not about those guys. It's about Jesus. And we have to work together to make sure the church really does, by everything it says and does, proclaims the truth of the gospel. And we do that by staying, right? By witnessing by our own lives fidelity to the gospel, and then expecting that same kind of fidelity from those who lead us in the church. May God bring to completion the good things he begins in us through these scripture readings today.